Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Deer Stories, the cast's first boob, and stupid world records. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's Kent Tarmac.
Hey,
we just landed. I got a call on the white courtesy phone. I'll tell you what.
What?
Corporate has spy goggles today. They can find me anywhere.
Really?
So I'm on the plane. I'm on the 620 guy. Like I was saying, I'm next to some guy that kept going on and on and on today.
Yeah.
And almost ruined. Oh, gosh. Oh, I have another phone call.
You do?
Oh, and it's Tobik.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to take this one.
Why not?
Hey, you want to hear a trick?
Well, okay.
Watch how I lose them. All you have to do is duplicate your voicemail greeting, and they have no idea it's not you.
Oh, okay.
Just listen to this.
All right.
I'm going to click over.
Okay.
Listen. I've got to memorize it, though.
Okay.
Okay, hang tight. Hi, you've reached gold level sales leader Kenneth Tarmac. I'm sorry I can't take your call at the moment, but your call is very important to me. I check messages every quarter hour unless in flight, in which case I'll answer upon landing. So after the tone, please leave me your name, two numbers, and a brief message. Or you can Skypage, text, or preferably email me at ktar_closer.com.
Is he still talking?
Yeah, he's still chatting me up. Oh, God. I'll catch you later.
Bye.
I'm taking it off of this.
All right, bye.
We just landed and I pulled it off again.
Oh, you
that's
did?
Great.
Okay.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Jessica Hall's been in for Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin. He's at the performance room.
Hi, chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
The world's nicest man.
Well, you're overstating
He's
it.
He's at the sidekick
so
chair.
So sweet.
Very nice. Go ahead. Ask him to borrow money. It's amazing.
What can I help you with?
There. See? Listen to that.
What can I do you for?
Can you help me with my computer?
You know what? I can't, but I can find somebody who can.
I think I've passworded it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to need some encryption experts.
I've been there, man.
Are there any more chilling words in today's world than you've used up all your chances at chance at a password? Good luck.
Do we need a password for everything? I mean, really?
This is me.
Okay. Sorry.
Ace Cosby's over there.
Oh, hey, Ace.
Hey. There's Willie Griswold.
Simple solution. All my passwords, 24 Oreo. So if you guys want to use that method.
Bingo.
There you go. That's not big. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not, numbers or numerals? Or
2, 4, okay. And then capital O, lowercase r, capital E, wow. Lowercase o.
Oh,
really simple to remember.
Mine's my birthday, so no one will ever know that.
I like to kid.
True enough.
We know it ends in 34.
Yeah. I'm Chick.
Mine is... My password is Alan Ludden, R.I.P.
Oh.
R.I.P. all caps.
Well, that's very meta. Wow. Yeah.
Do yeah. You get that?
I do not.
There was a show called Password.
Oh, Betty White's boo, right?
Yeah.
The host was Alan Ludden.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't tell you if I capitalize the A and the L, so no one's going to figure it out. Before we get to sports, we had an interesting story yesterday. I bring this up in the context of Pat's having his car fixed up. The guy's done a great job. The body looks amazing, but this guy's such a perfectionist, he wanted it even better.
Yeah,
you may recall
right.
A few years ago, Pat had a couple of encounters in the same year with the same car with a deer. And
different deer. Yeah,
yesterday we had a story about a bar in Wisconsin called Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh. And a herd of deer.
Of course I heard a deer.
burst into this place. it just, a disaster. But, of course, they were able to keep the bar open. So that was kind of an issue. We got this letter. It's a very, very, very short letter.
Okay.
My wife owns a bridal store in Iowa. The old owners have a story. A few years back, A deer busted through the front door, ruined most of the dresses, the carpet, blood, and deer poop everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, you don't want a deer in your house either.
No, you don't.
Yeah, or a bear.
You think
you really don't want a bear.
Don't you think the deer news covers that story very differently? A deer just trying to make a return, scared to death.
Yeah.
Accidentally cut and shat everywhere.
Coming up, we have interesting news about deer and COVID.
Okay.
In the news, you'll be quite surprised to hear that. Back to you, Jake.
Let's see. Dear Tom. Tom is wrong, it says.
Hmm.
Listening over the years, I've heard Tom make a few cultural references. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, I haven't read this. Which needs some corrections. There are so many, but two that come up in recent podcasts are Norman Jewison is not Jewish. I thought you said that.
I never said that.
What? No, I thought you said he wasn't Jewish. And it was
podcast?
Ironic. I don't know.
No, that's not true.
Bob and Tom Extra Podcast.
And Peter Lorre was not the croupier in Casablanca who hands Claude Rains his money and says, here are your winnings, General.
Yeah, no, he's correct about that.
It was Marcel Dalio. Peter Lorre plays Ugarte, the man who stole the letters of transit and wanted Rick to hide them.
Mm.
Yeah, he's correct about that. If I said that, I was wrong. But I love that Peter Lorre character.
That's my favorite impression that you do. Can you favor me? Can you do it real quick?
Oh, Mrs. Is it Mr. Miss Ms. or Mrs. Alzi? Rick, your blue eyes make me horny.
Maybe he should introduce Allie today for sexy time.
Oh,
your sexy time. No? Do you have any cigarettes after sexy time? Oh, and we have a weird cigarette story coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Really odd.
Just people having fun, having a good time, relaxing. What's going on?
It's about whether or not it's legal to smoke cigarettes during a theatrical production while on stage.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
Don't they usually stuff them with kind of like fake herbs or something?
Well, but you'll find. You'll see what happens.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's see if you can guess who wrote the following story.
Okay.
The big story yesterday from sports. The NFL team owners have approved of a rule change for overtime, just in the postseason. The owners voted this week to permanently approve of a proposal presented by the Colts and the Eagles, which argued that the coin toss to begin the extra period has too much impact on postseason game results.
Real quick, as a Colts fan, I think that they're playing in the regular season had the biggest impact on their postseason results.
Yeah, those games against the Jags and the Raiders.
When you don't make it to the playoffs, how can you bitch about that?
Starting this season, if the team possessing the ball first in overtime scores a touchdown on that series, which would have ended the game in the past, the opponent will still get a possession. The second possession of overtime would extend beyond the initial 15-minute period if needed. That's right. It's overtime in the playoffs. They play until they have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL's longest game, I think, was it Chiefs Chargers, I think, on Thanksgiving Day or something like that.
I like
Christmas
that.
Day or something like that. Should that team tie the game, it then would become sudden death and the next score would end the game.
See, you know, I think they should do it like hockey. They play until there's a winner.
Mm-hmm. Since 2010, when the old rule was instituted for the playoffs, which is dated and unfair. Who wrote this? Come on.
Journalism.
No, this is yellow is what this is. 7 of the 12 overtime games have been won on opening possession. 10 of 12 were won by the team that won the coin toss.
10 of 12 won by the team that won the coin toss.
Your defense is part of the team, too, Tom. Have your defense.
And by the way,
do a job.
That stat on its face is not entirely accurate.
No.
10 out of 12 won, but like 7 out of the other team got possession in those. So, yes, 10 out of 12 may have won, but the other teams did get
possession.
I'll
take the 10 of 12 odds anytime.
Well, as would I, were I to look at them nakedly, as opposed to...
First of all, Chick, I don't even know why you have an opinion about this. Do you think that the Commanders of Washington are going to be in the playoffs?
No, let me tell you something. Carson Wentz is our quarterback, and no, they're not going to make the playoffs. You think I...
Why do you have an opinion on this? You don't even watch football, Dad.
I tell you, I'm like a lot of I'm like a lot of Washington. I watch the NFL now. I watch the Red Zone. I watch all the games. I could give a what they're doing.
It was
Washington.
A good product last year when it came to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Didn't like all the games end with field goal? It was amazing. And, oh, by the way, when Josh and I are in London, seeing the Cardinals and Cubs, a special England series.
Right-ho.
blimey! Tom's going to send us to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Have re-upped their commitment to playing annually at Wembley Stadium in London, where Ted Lasso plays. Yes, you know Ted Lasso's American, but he's getting acclimated.
Well, that Yank surely trying to figure it out over here.
Yeah, the soccer ball's in my
boot. What city is their team closest to him, Ted Lasso?
What? Oh, I don't know.
It's in London.
Snatcher's Gulf, what was it?
Badger's Cleft. No, Badger's Drift.
Badger's Drift. I'm
sorry. That's right.
Drift. Snatcher's Cleft is down the road.
Badger's Cleft.
That's right.
Sorry.
Although there should be a gulp somewhere. Gulp is too good a word. Not to be.
Gulch?
Gulch is good.
That's a good word. That's Snatcher's Gulch? That is a fine word.
How about Crevice Gulch? Never mind.
So, but have the NFL owners officially agreed to this new rule?
Yeah, 29 out of 32 voted yay.
Okay.
So this way Robert Kraft will get a happy ending.
It's law.
For all the games in the playoffs, you see. You get that one, Jessica.
Happy
ending, guys. Okay.
You gotta stop.
So it's before the year 86, and it's after the age of 86. That's where you ask
the
questions.
The four-hour show is quickly turning into 7.5 hours, if you ask her.
Right now, we got to update you on a couple things.
Please do.
We were talking about the great Bobby Short.
You were talking.
We're done with sports.
Famous for singing this great jingle. Listen, he's so good at this.
Kinda young, kinda now, Charlie. Isn't kinda he? Free, kinda wild, Charlie. Kinda fragrant, that's gonna stay.
I don't think he's singing. Is he singing? He's more speaking.
No, he's singing. It's great.
It's very
great
pitch man.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was the movie? Hannah and Her Sisters.
No.
Yeah.
Remember, great Woody Allen movie, they go to the nightclub and Bobby Short is singing.
That's right, yeah. But you know what it sounds like in the movie Broadcast News, when those two gentlemen are going, they have the new news.
They're bringing the new news jingle, and they're playing it on a little portable keyboard. I love that.
That sounds like it was produced by an old jazz musician who just didn't have a career anymore and needed money to buy a little more heroin or whatever.
Yeah, Bobby Short.
No. Yeah.
You're selling him short. Oh, that's
no, of course.
He was a great player. I think he played the lounge at the Plaza Hotel or something.
Piano bar guy.
He was
great.
But jazz is this pure American art form. It's cool. It was invented. And now it's kind of perfume.
I say, Billy, do whatever you got to do to
Bobby,
take $100,000 from that commercial and then go play whatever jazz you like. You know,
sure. And he was kind of an American songbook guy.
Yeah.
Cole Porter, that sort of thing. But the Charlie perfume is how this all came up. And I didn't realize at one point they had something like 20 different versions of it.
Huh?
You know, Charlie Sexy, Charlie Express, Charlie Gold, Charlie Red, and on and on and on.
You know, and we started talking about it because my big crush in high school, that's what she wore, and that was the first boob I touched.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to find out what was the first boob that Ace touched.
Oh.
I do not remember.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you forget something
like
that?
Yeah, the journals about it. Like, oh, my God.
Ace, I don't remember my first boob. I know I haven't.
Were you breastfed?
Yes. Well, okay. So that, but
in the words of Woody Allen, I was breastfed on falsies.
I haven't narrowed down
falsies
to like.
Gosh, stop bothering me.
Do they still call them falsies?
I don't know. I think
it's one of my favorite words.
It is a great word. I've heard chicken cutlets. That's what I've heard it referred to as lately.
Heard that.
Those fake. Yeah.
But see, that's not funny.
Chicken Cutlets is very funny.
No, Falsies is funny.
They're both funny.
Here's the scenario, Josh. You're going out with one of these ladies that you go out with, and you're in some public place, and what's funnier? Oh, then her chicken cutlet fell out, or and then her falsies fell out.
Here's what's funny is when then her falsie fell out and she goes, "Oh no, my chicken cutlet." That's more,
No. You cannot merge the two.
Yes, you can.
Not foul.
So are these not traditional implants? This is something that could fall out.
Yeah, they look like chicken cutlets.
Oh,
raw chicken cutlets, and then you put them in and
they kind of lift.
Gotcha. All right.
And they've made quite the advancements in the material that they make falsies out of, and they suction cup to your
They kind of just stick.
Like back in the day, I think they were just big foam jugs.
I could be one of those.
Right.
They still haven't put a nipple on the falsies.
No, but you don't want, because then it would look like you're nipping out.
I thought that's what you were talking about, like the fake nipples you can actually put on, so you've got the tho the whole time.
You know what that is? Yeah, T-H-O. You know what a T-H-O is?
So, tell me.
No, it's a hard.
Oh, wow.
T-H-O.
I had never heard that.
What?
High beams, I like. Yeah.
Where have you been?
Sorry, I this is why we have, I need help with the street lingo. I don't travel in the same circles you do.
T-H-O. I'll tell you about FUPA tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, you've ruined ATM for me. in any event, Charlie Perfume is available in different countries in different fragrances, apparently still available in North America.
The one that's not available is the one that when men smelled it, they would touch the woman without their consent, the Charlie Rose. That's been discontinued.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Also for me.
I thought you were going to go Charlie Manson. That would have been,
we could go, we could do Charlie Sheen.
And by the way, whatever her name is not getting paroled.
Squeaky Fromm?
No, the other one.
Oh. Loony McCrazy Bitch.
Any of them get paroled?
the governor of California.
Leslie Van Houten?
She's not getting out.
Maybe next time.
Well, I think she's been in front of the parole board like 30 times or something, but she's staying in. Thanks to the governor. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you, Charlie.
And ladies and gentlemen, finally in sports, stupid world record. A sheik or a shake.
Mm.
Whichever you want to go with.
Chocolate shake?
Shake your booty.
Shake.
Wasn't there a good shake song from Taylor Swift?
Shake it off.
I like that
song. That's a good song. My girls sing that all the time.
Oh, man. Anyway, a sheik holds the world record for the biggest collection of 4x4 cars, and now he has the world record for the world's biggest Hummer.
Have you seen this thing?
It's
Josh, I'm sure you're taking it down Volga Road. This is not.
What do you mean? What's her name?
This is not a backdoor activity.
I thought Carly Simon gave the world.
She put her fist in her mouth. There's no doubt about it.
Sorry,
that's
Carly.
That's a lip center.
Jean, brilliant artist.
The 46 foot long, 20 feet wide, 21.6 foot tall Hummer looks crazy large in comparison to a normal sized Hummer.
Hmm.
And, of course, as you might imagine, the gas-guzzling giant runs on 4 diesel engines, has a toilet and sink.
It's almost 22 feet tall.
On the first of its 2 floors and a top speed of just 20 miles.
Like most Hummers, does it not run?
Oh.
It goes, would you say 20 miles an hour?
20 miles an hour top speed,
But it's got a toilet.
Right.
Wow.
It's a... I mean, you couldn't drive it anywhere. If you got to a bridge, you couldn't go under it. If it's 20-some feet tall.
That's a...
I can remember... Can you remember another car with a toilet? The only one I can think of is the famous Beach Boys, Little Deuce Coupe.
That had a toilet, didn't it?
Yeah, it was right there in the name.
Pat silently shaking his head. Because he knows he's doing that song tomorrow.
Little Deuce Coupe.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.